It is Friday, January 12th, and I'm Josh Newton. Welcome to the I'm Josh Newton Show, where it is all about putting your potential into practice. And today, I want to talk about the cycle of belief. In my last episode, I talked about assumptions that we have about ourselves and how those become a mindset or a belief system that actually affect our actions. And so in this episode, I want to talk about a framework for how our beliefs reinforce and direct our actions and how we can interrupt this cycle and actually change the way we think about ourselves and, more importantly, change our actions. So let's talk about this cycle of belief. Now, this sounds like some kind of mystical or crazy thing, or maybe it's really complicated, but actually it's kind of just common sense. So when we do something, the natural consequence of that is results. And our results end up affecting our beliefs or what we think about either ourselves or other people or even just the world. And then those reinforce and lead to further actions. And this is a cycle. So actions lead to results, which lead to mindsets or beliefs. And then those beliefs then either reinforce or trigger further action. So if we're going to make a change to this cycle and actually make a change to what we believe about either ourselves or other people, we have to short circuit this cycle. And the only place you can do that is with your behavior. So your mindset is based on your results, and your results are based on your behavior. Now, your mindset, they do reinforce your behaviors. And if you don't eventually shift your mindset, you will have what we call behavioral drift. But the one place where you can make a major change and actually see this whole cycle change for the better is in your behaviors. Regardless of what you believe, you can change your behaviors, which will in turn give you different results. And those results will create new beliefs and new mindsets that can then reinforce similar behavior. So if you listen to the last episode and you've identified some assumptions that you have about yourself, I would encourage you to challenge those assumptions. Test them out by changing the behaviors that you identified as being associated with those assumptions. Do something that you either haven't done before or challenge the way you do things and see if your results change and if that can reinforce some new beliefs about yourself. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you've identified some assumptions and you're going to challenge them, let me know what those are. If you're listening to this on Anchor, you can give me a call in or you can leave me a comment. If you're listening to this on the podcast or on social media, you can reach out to me on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram under I'm Josh Newton.